This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Something has happened across America's Great Plains region since the arrival of European settlers in the middle 1800s that's allowing the landscape to change. Before the arrival of the Europeans, range fires and bison were the groundskeepers of the Great Plains. Fire destroyed weeds and instantly returned carbon and nitrogen to the ground, where it nourished the roots of the grasses. Fire did another very important thing.
One thing it did in particular was to keep invasive species like the eastern red cedar secluded to rocky ridges, places where the fire didn't run through on a regular basis. As fire diminishes, we've seen more and more trees encroach.
You're hearing Professor Christian Hagen, who studies a bird indigenous to parts of the Great Plains, the lesser prairie chicken. This bird has seriously declined in population, so much so it was listed under the Endangered Species Act as threatened by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2014. The bird is very particular about its habitat, requiring different heights of grasses for mating, for nesting, and for brooding. As a creature of the plains, this bird is used to seeing a flat landscape. When it sees tall things, it gets nervous.
Tall structures like an eastern red cedar or an abandoned building, we see prairie chickens avoid these areas. They connect those things with predators. We don't understand the mechanism perfectly, but they view those tall structures as places for things that want to eat them.
And the parts of the high plains where there are populations of this bird, the flat, mostly shortgrass prairie, is being encroached upon by the eastern red cedar. Chickens are spooked by the trees because of their vertical nature. Ranchers detest the trees for shading out grass forage across their pastures, and the eastern red cedar encroachment amounts to an epidemic across much of the plains states. Lauren Sizelove of Laverne, Oklahoma, has ranched more than 35 years. More recently, he became the county extension agent in Beaver County, where eastern red cedar is encroaching.
You don't have to go very far east of Beaver County. The cedars get extremely thick, and it not only destroys chicken habitat, I think it destroys just the grassland the way it was intended. Also, more locally here is the tamarisk salt cedar. That was a plant that was brought in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that got away. And now areas that used to be open bottom land, grass, is no longer that way.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service is promoting its Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative, which amounts to a suite of range management and ag production practices designed to repair and bolster habitat for the lesser prairie chicken. One component of the initiative is providing cost share assistance to ranchers and farmers to burn, cut, and spray those encroaching woody plants.
Throughout the range of the chicken in the southern part of the range, this would apply to mesquite throughout Oklahoma and into Kansas. This would be the eastern red cedar.
This is John Unger. He's coordinator of the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative for the NRCS.
Removal of this species will open up the grassland to provide the habitat that the bird needs, while also assisting that producer with providing more production from their grassland, and also is going to help improve water infiltration in those areas.
Learn more about the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're on the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.